On August 23rd of 2013, almost 1 year ago, the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs approved a proposed Kenosha casino that the Menominee tribe wants to build. And so it's a perfect time for Gary Bisaw, one of 9 members of the Menominee Tribe Governing Board and chair of the tribe's Kenosha Gaming Authority, to give us an update on that proposed casino. Gary, welcome back to Wisconsin Eye.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's great to be back. We had been here earlier and had given you at the time where we sat with this. And I tell you, I'm very pleased to be here today. As we reach the 1 year timeline, and that would be this Saturday, the August 23rd, knowing that the Forest County, Potawatomi, and Ho-Chunk Nation compacts have provisions in them that talk about should there be any negative impact to them, that the governor's team needs to mediate and arbitrate a process, whereas they might look at some system to help them reduce that hit if there should be a
if
hit.
There should be a hit.
And we know with that process, arbitration has huge timelines.
Okay.
We know the full process, and we've worked so far with the governor and Secretary Hipsch and his team, and we're very pleased at the effort and the progress that they've been making, knowing the legal loopholes and just what the full arbitration and compact provisions entail. So to us, we're thankful we're this far.
Well,
it's moving.
Quick questions. When the BIA approved it on August 23rd of last year, did you think 1 year later you'd have a decision, sir?
We knew all along, we knew that those compact provisions were already there.
Mm-hmm.
Forest County and Ho-Chunk, we knew about them from years ago. So we knew that should the Bureau approve the two-part determination, is it good for us and is it not detrimental to the local community, and send it to the governor for concurrence, given that year, we were concerned because we knew those compact amendments that they have in included those provisions that would include much mediation and timely arbitration. So as I sit here 1 year later, I'm pleased at the progress we're making. Granted, in this society we're in, people want decisions now.
Yes.
They want things now. And I know because much of this is confidential, people are not sure the status of where things are. I can assure you that the process, we are very pleased with how things are moving forward.
Was it encouraging or discouraging to you as a tribal leader when Governor Walker asked for that extension that would carry past the election for governor on November 4?
Well, we knew the implications of the compact provisions with both of them, with both the Forest County and Ho-Chunk Nation. So when the governor asked us for that, we discussed it amongst ourselves, and we knew not only does he need that time to work through those provisions, but we also knew he wanted to justify approving or not approving, and he said he would give us a chance to make our case. We knew if we were given that chance to make our case, not only could we show that very much so it was feasible, the impacts were short term and not overwhelming for the tribes. We also knew that the net jobs and for the state would be overwhelmingly positive. So we thought this gives us a chance to prove what we had said earlier. So the governor had brought on, again, the neutral consultants to look at those claims, and we had that chance to present data and information from our side, as were the other tribes. So we're fairly confident that what we put forward, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs also concurred with us, that yes, indeed, these numbers are accurate, are very close to what they put forward, the Office of Indian Gaming, and also with the experts that we also had putting forward the studies, we knew that anything we put forward, that this neutral team would also find that we're telling the truth. You know, our numbers are real. We have credibility. So when we signed that, we thought this very well plays into any credible party's hand, and we consider ourselves a very credible party.
The most recent Charles Franklin poll on this issue shows a pretty evenly split among those who answered his poll on the Kenosha casino. Is that one reason that you do not expect a decision by the governor prior to the election on November 4, sir?
I can't necessarily weigh into that, knowing the implications of the compact amendments, because I think those need to play out. Those more so than other things are the drivers mm-hmm. with this. Mm-hmm. So I see that internally, and again, that's so confidential within the compacts, you know, sharing that information. But I can tell you I'm very pleased with the progress it's making. Okay. Again, I believe we've made a very strong, credible case, and I'm confident that our numbers hold up in both the feasibility, our estimates on the impact, as well as the jobs that are created not only in Southeast Wisconsin, where we have the actual Kenosha facilities. So we're talking Kenosha County, Racine County, Milwaukee County, but also up north on our reservation, Menominee County, and we have Shawnee, Langlade, Oconto. We have areas around us. Remember, after the casinos open, the revenue, and we will be the primary beneficiary, the tribe will, of the revenue comes up north. And because of termination, at one time we were terminated, we had since been restored in 1973, the remnants and the damage that had done to us as a people has never fully been rectified, and our infrastructure has not been rebuilt. Mm-hmm. There are many, many ill social problems still on the reservation. We take our take as leaders is we take the revenue and we spend that revenue on an operating budget that can work to help with some of the social programs, some of the health care needs, some of the schools are listed as a priority
on your website.
And yes, the other part is the actual infrastructure. And a point to be made is Menominee on our reservation, we do not have a lot of the vending services. We do not have a lot of the bigger construction companies. We don't have those type of entities on reservation if we're going to be building new schools, if we're going to be building new clinics, if we're going to be redoing the road infrastructure. Right. That means we're bringing in people from around the area. So we're providing a heck of a lot of jobs to other people. So when the governor, and we believe he will say yes, when the governor concurs, not only will Southeast Wisconsin benefit, but Northeast Wisconsin will benefit. And some of our estimates talk with the direct, indirect, and even some of the induced, over 9,000 jobs. We have a 10-year resolution that talks about exactly how we use our funding to help rebuild the reservation. We're the poorest county in the state, where we have some of the biggest health problems and social ill problems in Wisconsin. And as a tribe, we are one of the poorest tribes in the nation. This will help us as we make our way out of
that. Are there talks ongoing now between DOA and the Forest County and the Ho-Chunk, or is the ball in the court of the Michigan law firm hired by the governor, which was hired to do some of these studies, sir?
We're not exactly, because of confidentiality, we don't know the nature of much of the talks, but we're assured that Secretary Hipsch and the team that he has working with them, they have assured us that they will gather all the information they need. They will work through the whatever mediation or arbitration. So the governor has a firm stance to make a decision easily by the February 19th deadline.
February 19th. Let's talk about some of the backdrop in other places, Gary. I'm intrigued. You've seen the news stories. Atlantic City casinos are closing. Trump Casino is closing. Recently, a Journal Sentinel story said the gambling betting, or the handle, whatever it's called, at the Pottawatomie is down. Are you worried that your proposed Kenosha Casino won't be a winner because is there less betting going on nationally? Are you worried about that for your casino, sir?
Well, early on, we've made the determination that slots in a box, that a casino per se that is just slot machines and does not provide that full destination entertainment center complex approach, will have problems. So we expressly had searched out the best we could. And if anybody ever hit the jackpot, and that's a pun, if anybody ever hit the jackpot, it was Menominee when we brought in Hard Rock. When you look at the brand name, so right now, you know, I can, off the top of my head, I know several of the icons, those brands, those locations that people have to see sometime. We have Harley Davidson. People have to see that at some point or other. We have Lambeau Field. People need to see that. We want to bring in Hard Rock also to be another one of those icons.
To go far beyond the slots in the box.
Exactly. So
with
so
a
that's,
hotel and yes. A big name entertainment facility.
Hard Rock Live. Everybody
in retail
knows.
Space.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's expressly the approach, because we know some people come to game, and some people come expressly for the entertainment. Mm-hmm. Some come for that value added that a Hard Rock brings to the area. So we knew that was the right approach, that we needed to go beyond games. So that's what we have now with Hard Rock. And quite frankly, it was a game changer, I believe, in the approach that many people had with should there be another entity here. So when I talk about that, you also got to realize the area that we are targeting is the Chicagoland market.
Okay.
So we're looking at the suburbs and the northern Illinois area.
Right.
And studies have shown, you know, just the viability of that area. And we think Hard Rock can bring this forward. Now, Hard Rock, with the expertise they have, they would not gamble millions of dollars into investing into an area if they were not sure that that indeed, you know, could have an impact there and make money.
You don't think the new hotel that just opened by the Forest County Potawatomi would have an impact, because your target is residents of northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin?
No, we don't believe so. In fact, some of our earlier studies had shown that the Potawatomi, that the city of Milwaukee itself actually could support several casinos. The population there and the demographics had shown that easily there is enough market there for Potawatomi. And we've seen that repeatedly, not only in our studies, but in other neutral studies we've seen. So we believe that but regardless, we still are targeting the Chicagoland. And we believe that's the approach to take. We love to bring in additional taxpayers. We love to bring in additional tourists into the state of Wisconsin and grow the Wisconsin market and bring in more tourists. That we see that as a win.
Okay.
for Wisconsin. Besides us and not harming the others, we know just the attractiveness of being right on the edge of Wisconsin and doing that.
Just yesterday, seven legislators wrote the governor asking again that the Kenosha Casino be approved. They again referred to the number of construction jobs that would be created. What's the number now that you've had a year to think about it? The number of just construction jobs, sir?
The construction jobs, 1,400 approximately.
Okay.
Approximately 1,400 construction jobs. Now, as we look north...
Over a period of how long? A year and a half, 2 years?
As we look at the phasing, we're probably looking at 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
And we'll see how the market helps us with that phasing. But as we look up north also, remember we had looked at taking the Menominee revenue and rebuilding our infrastructure up north. So the capital projects will be needing construction jobs there also. Mm-hmm. So we're probably looking at an additional, over that 10-year period, an additional 1,900 construction jobs.
Okay. Let's talk about the post-construction. Let's assume that phase one, and please correct me if I'm wrong, phase one would be 2,700 slots, 100 table games, 24 poker games, the entertainment facility and retail spaces. Let's just talk about phase one. Once you get past construction, how many full-time jobs would work in the phase one part of the casino? Full-time jobs with benefits. Is there an estimate, sir?
Well, some of our initial estimates had looked at, and what I remember in front of me now is the full build out with the hotel, mm-hmm. the additional hotel.
So the
and we're looking at approximately over 3,000 employees, and we're probably looking in the area of $45,000 to $47,000. Annual salary, and we're talking. We're talking a salary that includes health, dental, vision insurance, 401k, disability, life insurance, child care subsidies, employer paid meals, and more.
Okay, well, I just want to understand that 3,000 jobs. Would those all be full time, or would that include part and full time jobs, sir?
I believe that's part and full.
Okay, and what's the balance of part and full? Is it two-thirds, one-third?
Yeah, it's the majority is full. I don't have that breakdown off the top of my head now.
Okay. Are you saying then when you say 45 to 47,000, is that a figure, is that just the wages or is that wages plus benefits?
Including here? Tips and benefits.
Tips and benefits. And is there an average wage for someone who worked part-time and didn't get the additional benefits?
Well, I don't have that. I'm sorry. Again,
okay.
I don't want to misquote the numbers, and not be able to be speaking exactly with some sort of accuracy.
Okay. So the 3,000 includes part and full time. You don't have the exact breakdown, but your full time would pay an average of $45,000 to $47,000, including benefits. I'm just trying to be sure that I have it right.
Yes.
Okay. And in addition, the casino, if approved, would pay both to the state government and local governments?
Yes, yes. Since 2000, in our state tribal compact, and we have the compact agreements through the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, for us to have a casino on reservation, we needed to have the compact in place that talks about regulation, and it talks about many other things about how it actually is run. Within that, in 2000, we put in, with Governor Tommy Thompson at the time, we put in the provision that talked about Kenosha Casino. And within that, we currently have a 7.5% revenue share with the state of Wisconsin mm-hmm. for that. What we have in our compact, our intergovernmental agreement with the city and county of Kenosha is a 3% revenue share for, I believe, 7 years, and I think it's 4% after that.
Okay. Recently, a Potawatomi official said this, and this is a quote, Gary. Potawatomi remain confident Governor Walker will ultimately find it is not in the best interest of the state to approve a project that sends hundreds of millions of Wisconsin dollars to Florida. And so here's my question. What percentage of the gross or net profits from a Kenosha casino would go to the Seminole tribe in Florida or its Wisconsin partners or affiliates?
Okay, first of all, let me turn that phrase on its head, because this is the reality. Absent Hard Rock coming forward and investing in Wisconsin, that's exactly what they're doing. If we're going to have 9,000 direct, indirect jobs here, we need somebody with that brand name, somebody with the ability to finance and the expertise to run a facility of mm-hmm. that nature and to bring in the tourists and build the synergy of that whole Southeast Wisconsin. So I would turn that on its head and say, they are investing in us. We should be welcoming Hard Rock with open arms. Now, remember, they had stepped in to the existing development and management agreement that we currently had.
Yes.
So they stepped in, and the current agreement had talked about a limited term and a share of 26.8, I believe it was.
Percent.
But so they come in and they stepped into the shoes of the former developer, so and manager, and they said, okay, this is what we'll do. Since it's already approved at the federal level, mm-hmm. we will come in and we will assume that. And they brought with them that additional expertise besides. So great for us, great for Wisconsin.
You just mentioned 9,000 jobs, and earlier you mentioned 3,000. Can you help me reconcile the difference there?
Oh, I'm sorry. The 9,000. Remember, that was when we looked not only at the 3,000 direct jobs at the casino upon build out.
Okay.
But we talked about the other 1,900 indirect jobs in Kenosha also. But I'm talking and the 1,400 construction jobs. But now I'm also talking about the approximately over that 10-year span that we looked at for the operations budget, the additional services that we would provide, as well as the infrastructure budget that we would have in Northeast Wisconsin near the reservation. We're talking almost that amount itself, again, duplicating that. So when I talk about the 9,000, that's how many jobs in total. Now, we will be coming out with, as part of our study that we had put forward that talked about job creation, remember, the governor had said, before he would concur, he first wanted to review the facts. He heard several claims from different tribes or different entities. Mm-hmm. So he said, let me first find out. I'm going to do two reports. The first one talks about the feasibility of actually can we actually finance that and build it. He talked about with that what is the actual projected impact to the tribes. So that was one study. The other one talked about what are the jobs and what will the net jobs be. Remember, I talked before and I said we believe we're very credible in our estimates in what we put forward. So within the next week, I believe, we will be bringing out what our estimates are for the actual number of jobs between Southeast Wisconsin and Northeast Wisconsin that we will be able to provide in total. So those are those numbers. So when I say over 9,000 jobs, that's talking about just what that boon can be to Southeast Wisconsin and Northeast Wisconsin with the addition of the Kenosha Casino.
1 year after the BIA approval, has the governor's two issues, that there be no net increase in gaming and that the tribes be unified, has that shifted over the last year, Gary? Either of those?
What we're hearing from the governor is it's important that people have jobs. That's important. That it's important that the economy improves in Wisconsin. So we hear that as that focus, and we're concentrating on making sure we're providing the information to help him understand what a Kenosha casino would bring to the state. And lo and behold, we have both of the things that he's saying are very important towards approving this. Both of those things very much play in our favor because we will provide that boon to the whole Southeast Wisconsin. Any revenues come forward up north, then we're looking again at a second boon to the whole area. So you add those, plus you add the jobs created, and this is a win for the state of Wisconsin.
Recently, you've heard, because you follow state politics, Democrat Murray Burke and Scott Walker exchange all these allegations about outsourcing. Here's my question. Do you consider your partnership with the Hard Rock outsourcing, sir?
Oh, not at all. With us, remember, I come back to, we needed an iconic brand. We needed somebody that could come in here and provide the type of destination entertainment center that's world class, that's unparalleled. And I tell you, to bring in somebody of the quality of Hard Rock that is willing to invest money into the good old state of Wisconsin, I would say that's just a partnership made in heaven.
Okay. Running out of time, I only have three more questions. Here's the next one. Is there a contingency, is there a worst case contingency plan by your tribe, Gary, if your revenue projections, if your gaming projections don't come in where you hope they are, would you scale back? Is there, under any circumstances, can you see a scaling back of operations, laying off some of these people who have the jobs that we've been discussing?
I think any businessman would be foolish not to run their business properly. If it come down to it, I'm sure like any other business that runs on a profit, you may have to look at making some sort of modifications or adjustments. But remember, when you talk about a world-class destination resort, there are certain standards that need to be upheld for that for that brand. And if that's to be upheld, then by all means, you cannot skimp. You need to make sure that your service stays at a certain level, and you need people, you need employees, you need to provide that and keep that experience at a certain level. So we know that may mean, whether it comes to less profit or however that's worked out, we know what we would have with Hard Rock, and we would not tarnish that experience for people.
If the Kenosha casino was approved, there are still tentative plans for casinos, I think, in Beloit and Southwest Wisconsin. Would the Menominee Tribe approve those new casinos? Although I can see they're a long way off, but your potential position on those, sir?
Well, you know, those have not come forward to us yet, so I really can't speak for the rest of the legislature. But let me say this: we've had casinos on Menominee ancestral territory. We've had casinos easily within 20, 30 miles, even within the last 10 years, come forward, and Menominee have never come forward and said, no, you should not build your casino. Your babies should not be well fed. You should not have good health care. That's not in our vocabulary. We believe in competition. That's what our whole economy is. That's what we're based off. So we understand that when somebody comes up that builds close to us, we have to get better.
Okay.
And we also understand there's a synergy that happens. So we see it that way. We'll see what happens should anything come forward later. But I think our past experience and actions speak much louder than words, have shown we have never objected to other tribes that have built in our area.
And then finally, you sound, in the year since the BIA approved it, more encouraged. So I'm going to ask you to make a prediction. Prediction, is going to be approved? That's first question. If so, when?
I believe it's going to be approved. Again, coming back to the initial comments, the complicated arbitration mediation process keeps us from being able to dictate timelines. What we do believe, and I truly believe this, is before the February 19th, I think that our governor will make a decision, and he will make the right decision and approve us before the deadline.
Very good. Thanks so much. Gary Bisaw is one of 9 elected members of the Menominee Tribe Governing Board and chair of the tribe's Kenosha Gaming Authority. Gary, thanks so much for coming in and providing the update on your proposed Kenosha casino.
And thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.